Scotty Reed here with your Black Talk Radio Weekly Commentary. According to a witness and victim of the Orlando nightclub shooting, Omar Mateen did not cite homophobic or religious reasons for his attack on the club. Reports indicate Mateen had frequented the club for 3 years without any report of incident. Donald Trump has been using the attack to push his immigration policy to address terrorism with a temporary ban on Muslims. Mateen, while pledging allegiance to ISIS, did not cite religion as motivation for his attack to the 911 operator. According to the victim who heard Mateen on the 911 call, Mateen told the 911 operator that he attacked the club because of the U.S. NATO bombing of Afghanistan, which has been ongoing since 2001.
Throughout that period of hours, the gunman was in there with us, and he actually made a call to 911 from in there. Everybody could hear who's in the bathroom, who survived, could hear him talking to 911 saying that the reason why he's doing this is because he wants America to stop bombing his country. And from that conversation, from 911, he pledges allegiance to ISIS.
Both Trump and Clinton have called for more bombings in places like Libya, Syria, and Iraq, where ISIS has taken over huge swaths of land after U.S.-led toppling of those stable secular governments. The LGBT community was also quick to exploit the tragedy for political gains. LGBT groups and the media have portrayed the attacks as a hate crime against the LGBT community when the evidence does not support that theory. To date, the 911 call Omar Mateen made has not been made public, but the NPR report with Representative Adam Schiff, the ranking Democrat on the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, confirmed that as the victim stated, Mateen made his 911 call to police from the bathroom. The victim also stated that Mateen expressed regret for the black victims as he stated they had suffered enough.
He even spoke to us directly in the bathroom. He said, "Are there any black people in here?" I was too afraid to answer. But there was an African-American male in the stall where most of my body was, majority of my body was, had answered. And he said, yes, there are about six or seven of us. And the gunman responded back to him saying that, you know, I don't have a problem with black people. This is about my country. You guys suffered enough.
This has been Scotty Reed with your Black Talk Radio Weekly Commentary. Join me and other black media producers at blacktalkradionetwork.com.